सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्रुषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We just continue from where we left. Samsara Vrikshaha is described by Adi Shankara Bhagavatapada in this commentary, in his commentary. Exactly. Mantra presents the Samsara Vrikshaha and also discusses Jagat. And the Brahman here is presented as the Swarupam of that, truth of that Samsara Vrikshaha, the Jagat, the universe. As I said, arriving at the Swarupam of Samsara, Samsara, tree of Samsara, is arriving at the truth of the entire Jagat, which is actually arriving at one's own Swarupam. And here, the whole commentary describes samsara in such a way we can understand. If we remember the whole Bhashyam, we'll see how exact, what exactly is the samsara. Just read from the exactly from where we left yesterday. We did these lines yesterday. Janma jara marana shokadi anek anarthatmakaha samsaraha. Samsara is in the form of many problems, in the form of birth, death, old age, grief, etc. We saw. Pratikshanam anyata subhavaha. It is of the nature of being different from what it is every second, every fraction of second. Maya marichi udaka gandharva nagaradivat drishtanashta swarupatvat avasanecha vrikshavat abhavatmakaha. This third adjective. Abhavatmakaha means what? It is of the nature of becoming absent. It is of the nature. It is of the nature of becoming absent at the end. Like a tree. How like a tree looks so nice, finally it becomes, it disappears one day. Abhavatma, it is of the nature of becoming absent totally at the end. Because of its nature of disappearing as soon as it's appearing, like the magician's magic show or the mirage water and the Gandharva Nagara, a celestial city built in the air, built in the sky. Kadali Sambhavat Nissaraha is absolutely non-substantial, essenceless, sourceless, like the stem of a plant and tree. It's all about, I mean, samsara has no existence of its own. There is some swarupa of samsara, the truth of the samsara, which means existence to samsara. It's all about samsara is mithya. And we are here because of samsara only. We are here as individuals because of birth. All this is happening, this mithya. Our swarupam is Brahma. This is what we need to understand. This is shifting the identity from the anatma to atma is very important. Which are shifting this, and so this identity from anatma to atma is in fact being with the reality, not identifying ourselves with the mithya. Body, mind, is complex. Therefore, the whole samsara is described here. Okay, next, we're going to do this. கதலீ ஸ்தம்பவத்து நிஸ்ஸாரஹா. தென் வாட், லுக் அட் நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். அநேக சத பாக்கண்ட புத்தி விகல்பாஸ்பதஸ் விகல்பாஸ்பதஸ் தத்துவ விஜிஜாசுபிர் அணி அனிர்தேரிதே அனிர்தேதிதே தத்துவா அனிர்தாரிதேதம் தத்துவா. வேதாந்த நிர்தாரித்த பரபிரம்ம மூலசாரக. வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஹியர். ரிபீட் அகெயின். அநேக சத பாக்கண்ட புத்தி விகல்பாஸ்பதஸ் தத்துவ விஜிஜாசுபிர் அனிர்தாரிதேதம் தத்வா வேதாந்த நிர்தாரித பரபிரம்ம மூலசாரக. சி த ஹோல் சென்டென்ஸ் வாட் வி ஹவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஹியர். தி சம்சாரா இஸ் தி பரபிரம்ம மூலசாரக. பரபிரம்ம சாரம் எஸ்ய மூலசாரம் எஸ்ய சம்சாரக சம்சாரக பரபிரம்ம மூலசாரக. சம்சார ஹாஸ் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி ஆஸ் இஸ் எசன்ஸ் ஆஸ் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஸ் ஸ்வரூபம். இட் மீன்ஸ் இட் ஈஸ் தி பரம்பிரம்ம இஸ் தி மூலசாரம். பரபிரம்ம இஸ் தி அப்சல்யூட் சோர்ஸ் தி எசன்ஸ் விச் லென்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் டு சம்சார. And what is that Parambrahma? Actually, the whole the rest of the sentences explain only Parambrahma. Parambrahma is the existence, the absolute reality, the existence, the essence of the samsara. Which is existence of samsara. And that Parambrahma, how is it? Aneka shata pakhanda buddhi vikalpaspada. The Parabrahma is, the Parabrahma, the truth of samsara is something which is, which becomes the content of discussion even for the confused minded atheists, the non-believers of the Veda Shastra. Aneka shata, many hundreds, apakhandanam. See, Pakhandaha, Pashandaha, I told you last time also. Pakhandaha, Pashandaha means the atheists, the non-believers of the Veda Shastram. You accept Veda Shastram as the Pramana Granthaha. The Nastika Darshanikaha, Nastika Darshanikaha. Atheists, non-believers of the Veda Shastram. They are Pakhandaha. If they do not accept Veda as the Pramana Grantaha, what do they accept Veda Pramana Grantaha as Pramana Grantaha? According to the Pakhandaha, their own reasoning is the means of knowledge. There are people who are totally relying on, dependent on their own reasoning as the Pramana Grantaha. Thereby who do not accept Veda Shastra as the Pramanam, who are said to be Nastikaha. Such many hundreds of such Pakhandaha. Always, you can understand, once you don't accept Veda Shastra as the Pramanam, definitely they are relying on their own ignorant, their own reasoning means ignorant intellect. It's like such people are said to be those who are led by their own, blind people led by their own blood, another blind person. அந்தேன நியமானாக யதா அந்தாக. பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ரிலையிங் ஒன்லி ஆன் தேர் ஓன் இக்னரன்ட் இன்டெலக்ட், தேர் ஓன் ரீசனிங், ஆர் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் டு பி அசெட் டு பி தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் லெட் பை த பிளைண்ட் பீப்புள், த பிளைண்ட் பீப்புள் லெட் பை பிளைண்ட் பீப்புள். வி சா திஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளனேஷன் சம் அதர் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட். த ஹியர் அநேக சத பாகண்ட புத்தி விகல்பாக விகல்பாஸ்பதாக. விகல்பாஸ்பதாக மீன்ஸ் தி பரம்பிரம்ம இஸ் தி சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் ஆஃப் டிஸ்கஷன், தி கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் டிஸ்கஷன். are the confused minded non-believers of the Veda Shastra. And that Parabrahma is the Sarupma of the Samsara. First, that is the first set. You understand? Then, and same Parabrahma, Tattva Vijignyasubhihi, Anirdharite Idam Tattvaha. See, Idam Tattvaha, very, you understand correctly? Tattva Vijignyasubhihi. Tattva Vijignyasuhu means the one who is desirous of knowing the truth is Tattva Vijignyasu. The one who is desirous of discovering the truth is Tattva Vijignyasuhu. Tattvam Vijnyatum Ichchayasya. Tattvam Vijnyatum Ichchayasya. Saha Tattva Vijignyasuhu. Those who are aspiring for the knowledge of the truth are Tattva Vijignyasavaha. Tattva Vijignyasubhihi Anirdharitedam Tattvaha. Idam Tattvam. I'm explaining the compound. Idam Tattvam Iti Anirdharitam Tattva Vijignyasubhihi. The Brahman, this Param Brahma, the source of samsara, is something which has not yet been, which is not arrived at as this is the truth, which has not yet been arrived at, which has not yet been ascertained as this is the truth by people who are still aspiring for the knowledge of the truth, is Parabrahma. What is Parabrahma? Explained here. Parabrahma is the absolute reality, is the content of discussion, object matter of discussion of the confused minded, the atheists, the non-believers, Nastika Darshanika philosophers, who are relying only on their reasoning. Second, Parabrahma is that which has not yet been ascertained as this is the truth by those people who are aspiring for the knowledge of this truth, Parabrahma. Tattva Vijignyasubhihi Anirdharitedam Tattvaha. Anirdharitedam Tattvaha. Idam Tattvam. This is the truth. Iti, the truth has absolute reality, Brahman has not yet been ascertained, arrived at by those many people who are aspiring for knowledge of the truth as this is the truth. But the same Parabrahma definitely has been understood, arrived at, ascertained by people who are relying only on Vedanta Shastram as the Pramana Grantaha. Vedanta Nirdharita Parabrahma. So, absolute reality is something to be ascertained, arrived at, understood through the appropriate, authentic means of knowledge called Veda Shastram, Vedanta Shastram. So, that Parabrahma is the Moola Saraha. Moolam, essence of the samsara. See, the whole sentence here describes Parabrahma only. Okay, what is Parabrahma? And that Parabrahma is the existence of samsara. Parabrahma is essence of samsara. That is what is said here. Aneka shata pakhanda buddhi vikalpas padas tattva vijignyasubirani anirdharitedam tattva tattva vedanta irdharita parabrahma moolasaraha. So parabrahma is the moolasaram, the root essence, then existence of samsara. And which parabrahma? Parabrahma, which is the content of discussion, subject matter of discussion for the confused-minded Pakandaha, many hundreds of Pakandaha, Parambrahma is the truth which has not yet been ascertained as this is the truth by those who are aspiring for the knowledge of the truth. And Parambrahma is the truth which can be ascertained only through the Pramanam, means also called Vedanta Shastram. And that Parabrahma is the Moolasa, Moolam, the essential source, essence, which is existence for samsara. Okay. The next, Vedanta Irdharita Parabrahma Moolasaraha, Samsaraha. Next, Avidya Kama Karma Avyakta Bija Prabhavaha. And I'm breaking it here. I said, the whole Bhashyam on this mantra happens to be a longest sentence consisting of many long compounds. We have to break to exact get the content. In the whole previous, the line which I read, Parambrahma is discussed more. What is Parambrahma? And that Parambrahma is the essence of the samsara, truth of samsara. And finally, what we need to understand, that Parambrahma, truth of samsara, is my swarupam. I am the Parambrahma which lends existence to samsara. Therefore, I will not be, I am not affected by samsara. So we have this Bhashyam to understand, help us become objective towards the samsara. Please don't forget what is the means, what is the main important thing here. We are supposed to become objective towards the samsara, life of transmigration, so that we can discover our freedom. Got it? Why Brahman is described? Brahman is discussed more so that it is for us to understand that I am the Parambrahma which lends existence to samsara. Ultimately for us to become objective towards samsara, not to be affected by samsara. And becoming objective to samsara, avidya kama karmakhya bija prabhavaha. Avidya kama karmakhya bijat yaha samsaraha prabhavati. Saha avidya kama karmakhya bija prabhavaha. Prabhavati, samsara is of the origination. Prabhavaha means what? Yasmat prabhavati saha prabhavaha. Yasmat prabhavati saha prabhavaha. So, samsara, yasmat prabhavati saha prabhavaha. So, samsara is of the origination. Samsara is of the origin from the seed. Bijat prabhavati. Bijat prabhavati. Bija prabhavaha. Samsara is of the origination from the seed. Seed of maya. Avyakta bijam. Avyakta bija prabhavaha samsara. Avyaktakya bijat prabhavati samsaraha. Avyakta bija prabhavaha. Samsara is of the origination from alone is in the form of avidya, ignorance. Then kamaha, desire, karma, action and its results. Okay. So avidya, kama, karma. Please understand, Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada uses these three words. Avidya, kama, karma. What is samsara? Avidya, kama, karma. What is Jagat universe? Avidya, kama, karma. Avidya kama karmakhya bija prabhavaha. संसारः बीजात् प्रभवति. संसार ओरिजिनेट्स् फ्रम् द सीड् आफ् माया ओन्ली. देयरफोर् इट्स् सेड् टु बी अविद्या बीजप्रभवः, अव्यक्तबीजप्रभवः. संसार इस् द ओरिजिनेशन् फ्रम् द सीड् आफ् माया. द माया अलोन् ईस् इन् दि फार्म् आफ् इग्नरेन्स्. इग्नरेन्स् कास्ट् desires, desire impelled actions, action produced results. Is it clear? So what is samsara? Then this life of transmigrations is for the exhaustion of the punya papams we have earned in life, accumulated through life. The results are accumulated as results of actions. Actions are performed because they are impelled by the desires. Desires are because of the erroneous notions we have about the self. Erroneous notions are because of erroneous self-perception. Erroneous self-perception is because of self-ignorance. Therefore, all these are reduced to three words: avidya, kama, karma. So all mithya. So avidya, kama, karma. Avidya, kama, karma. अव्यक्त बीज प्रभव संसार. दिस इज द फर्स्ट एक्सप्लेनेशन हियर. एंड परब्रह्म विज्ञान क्रियाशक्ति द्वयात्मक हिरण्यगर्भांकुर. परब्रह्म अवग्रह इज देयर. प्लीज सी देयर इज अवग्रह. अपरब्रह्म विज्ञान क्रियाशक्ति द्वयात्मक हिरण्यगर्भांकुर. दिस संसार हैज हिरण्यगर्भ. संसार इज द संसार विच आई कैन टू अ ट्री हैज हिरण्यगर्भ as his trunk. Ankuraha literally means sprout. It means samsara is a sprout which has sprouted from, which is sprout which has become the samsara tree, the sprout of which alone has become the huge trunk known as Hiranyagarbha. And who is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is also said to be Aparam Brahma. Please make a note. I'm going to explain this to you today. Aparam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, all mean the same. Aparam Brahma is equal to Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma is another term for Ishwaraha. Ishwara. And here we also saw Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is the forms the trunk, which is the expression of the sprout, which is originated from Maya. Hiranyagarbha is the trunk of samsara tree which has sprouted from the seed of Maya. And Hiranyagarbha alone is in the form of, Hiranyagarbha is in the form of omnipotency and omniscience. Omniscience is Hiranyagarbha. Omnipotency is Hiranyagarbha. अपरब्रह्म विज्ञान क्रियाशक्ति द्वयात्मक हिरण्यगर्भांकुरः. सो हियर हिरण्यगर्भ ही इज एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ टू एस्पेक्ट्स, दैट इज ऑम्निशियंस एंड ऑम्निपोटेंसी. Hiranyagarbha is in the form of, in the form of Vijnanam, omniscience, Kriyashakti. Kriyashakti, omnipotency. Kriyashakti dvaya atmaka. Hiranyagarbhankuraha. Hiranyagarbha is in the form of omniscience and omnipotency. Otherwise said to be Aparam Brahma. Hiranyagarbha is the trunk of the samsara vriksha. Samsara vriksha, which has sprouted from the seed of avyakta alone, has this in the form of Hiranyagarbha, the trunk, and which is in the form of omnipotency and omniscience of Ishvara, the Aparam Brahma. Okay, here I want to remind you one sloka. Now, when you go to temples, when you come around the tree, especially Ashwatha tree or Banyan tree, we always bow to a tree. Remember? Let me explain this before I go to next one, next sentence. Mulato Brahma Rupaya Madhyato. Brahma here means Ishvara. Mulato Sagunam Brahma. Mulato Brahma Rupaya. Mulato Shiva Rupaya Madhyato Brahma Rupaya. Madhyato Brahma Rupaya. Then, Vishnu Rupaya, Vrikshaya, Vriksharupaya Namostute, Namahate. The whole tree, when you go to temples, even Garuda Stamba, when you see the Dhaja Stamba and the entrance of every temple, you see the Dhaja Stamba is said to be of, it represents all three murti, trimurtis. That's why you are supposed to do namaskaram in front of that Dhajastambha one in the temples. We don't do namaskar inside the temple. In front of any temple, you see Dhajastambha. The flag, no, at time of festivals, they hoist the flags also. Called Dhajastambha. Dhajastambha itself is said to be a symbol of trimurtis, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Which means the root of the bottom of the tree is always, the root of the tree is Antaryamishwaraha. And the trunk is Brahma, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. The whole tree and the top represents Viradishwaraha. Understand? The tree we take, the root stands for Antaryamishwara. And the trunk stands for Hiranyagarbheshwara. And the whole tree, the top of the tree stands for Viradishwaraha. The tree is a symbol of Trimurtis. Trimurtis. So when Parambrahma, let me make it very clear, Parambrahma, absolute reality, we send out the inseparable power of Maya. When looked upon as the Lord of Maya, is given the title Antaryamishwaraha. Who is Antaryamishwaraha? Same Parabrahma. It's all in looking at how you look at it. Absolute reality is endowed with the power of knowing. Is of the nature of knowing. The Parabrahma itself is looked upon as the source of the power, as the Lord of the power, then we look at Parambrahma as Antaryamishwaraha. It's just differentiating. Oh, you look at, oh, reality is endowed with the power of Maya. Therefore what? Lord of the power. Powerful Lord. Look at the reality as the powerful Lord. The name attributed to reality Parambrahma is Antaryamishwaraha. Antaryamishwara is said to be Karanam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma. Antaryamishwara is said to be Sagunam Brahma, Karanam Brahma. What does it mean? Well, look at Ishwara as the cause of the creation. Looking at Ishwara as the cause, look at Ishwara as the cause of the creation, and endowed with the power, the powerful Lord, then same Param Brahma as Ishwara is given the title of Sagunam Brahma. So don't think Sagunam, don't get confused with so many names here. Sagunam Brahma, Aparam Brahma means what? Param Brahma is the pure reality, which is endowed with the inseparable power of knowing, is Param Brahma. The same Param Brahma, it's how you look at differently. How to look at it? As the powerful reality. Powerful reality, the source of the power. Then he is given the title of Ishwaraha or Sagunam Brahma. Param Brahma alone is looked upon as Sagunam Brahma. He is given the title of Sagunam Ishwara. Understand? Sagunam Brahma is what? Endowed with the Maya. Looked upon as Sagunam Brahma, Antaryamishwaraha. Then we have, you add one more name also. What is Karanam Brahma? Why Karanam Brahma? Brahma is endowed with the power alone. He enjoys the status of being the cause of samsara, the source of the universe, existence of the universe. Is Karanam Brahma, which means the Maya, the cause of the universe, remains unmanifested, inseparable in Ishwara, the reality. When the cause of the universe, Maya, remains unmanifested, undifferentiated in Brahma, reality, the reality is said to looked upon as Sagunam Brahma, Karanam Brahma. Then that Maya, the power of reality, becomes manifested as the subtle universe, all subtle bodies, subtle forms. Then same Param Brahma, looked upon as Karanam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, he also said to be what now? Karyam Brahma. Karyam Brahma means what? Brahman is now inseparably having this manifested subtle universe, is Karyam Brahma. The power is no more, the power is no more unmanifested, and the power becomes manifested in the form of subtle universe. Then the Param Brahma, inseparably endowed with the power manifested as subtle universe, is said to be Karyam Brahma. Later on, the same Brahma with its own power manifested as the gross universe, gross manifestations, which is said to be another Karyam Brahma. So Viradeshwaraha is also Karyam Brahma. Hiranyagarbheshwaraha is also Karyam Brahma. Antaryamishwaraha is Karanam Brahma. Okay. So Karanam Brahma is also Sagunam Brahma. Karyam Brahma is also Sagunam Brahma. Is it clear? Sagunam means what? Guna Sahitam. What is called Sagunam? This Maya is under with three gunas. The first Sagunam Brahma. You say Maya Sahitam Brahma. Maya Sahitam Brahma is Sagunam Brahma. We don't even, without separating Maya in our understanding, just seeing only reality, we look at the reality as the only reality, then the word implying the absolute reality is Brahma or Param Brahma. And the same reality, but look at it as the one, the reality is the one endowed with the power of, unmanageable power of knowing is, there will be Antaryami Shwaraha, or Karanam Brahma. When you say Karanam Brahma, Karanam Brahma means what? Where the reality remains unmanifested and undifferentiated. Antaryamishwar, Karanam Brahma. The power becomes manifested as subtle universe. Still, the power is inseparable from Brahma. Then you call the word Karyam Brahma. When you call this Parambrahma as Karyam Brahma. The same power again becomes manifested as the grass. When this manifested in the form of grass universe, then you call Parambrahma as Karyam Brahma. Viradishwaraha. So Viradishwaraha is Karyam Brahma. Hiranyagarbheshwaraha is also Karyam Brahma. Whereas Antaryameshwaraha is Karanam Brahma. Understand now? Karanam Brahma, Antaryameshwaraha. Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, Karyam Brahma. Viradishwaraha, Karyam Brahma. What is Viradishwaraha? The Lord in the whom of gross manifestation is Virat. Lord in the whom of subtle universe is Hiranyagarbha. Lord having this gross and subtle universes unmanifested, undifferentiated as Maya is said to be Antaryamishwaraha. Is it clear now? So three murtis. Mulato Brahma Rupaya. We invoke all this. When you say Brahma there, the whole tree is a symbol of Trimurtis. Symbol of Trimurtis. That's why when you go to temples, we always bow to tree. The root symbolizes Antaryamishwara, Karanam Brahma. And then the trunk symbolizes Karyam Brahma, Hiranyagarbheshwara. The whole tree at the top symbolizes Vishnuhu. Viradeshwara, Karyam Brahma. Subtle universe, gross universe, unmanifested universe. Unmanifested universe means what? Where the cause is invisible. The whole universe remains unmanifested. Understand? And here, that Sagunam Brahma, Antaryameshwaraha, is also Sagunam Brahma or Karanam Brahma. Hiranyagarbheshwaraha is also Sagunam Brahma, Karyam Brahma. Viradeshwaraha is also Karyam Brahma. Understand? When do you call Karyam Brahma? When the Maya becomes manifested as the subtle universe, Brahman is looked upon as Karyam Brahma. Brahman, which is in the form of the effect, subtle universe. And the same Brahma, here we Karyam Brahma again. When the Brahman is in the form of the gross universe, that's a Karyam Brahma. Same Brahma endowed with the unmanifested, undifferentiated power is said to be Karanam Brahma. And without even separating the Maya, just looking at the reality, just the reality is Param Brahma. Is it clear now? Don't get confused about all these things. Aparam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, Karanam Brahma, Karyam Brahma. Okay. Karanam Brahma is also Sagunam Brahma. Karyam Brahma is also Sagunam Brahma. Antaryamishwara alone is said to be Karanam Brahma. Whereas Virat and Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbheshwara, Virat are Karyam Brahma. Karyam Brahma. Said to be Karyam Brahma. Is it clear? Okay. Therefore, apara brahma vijnana kriya shakti dvayatmaka hiranyagarbhankuraha. See, samsara which is sprouted from this seed of maya has become the tree in the hymn of Hiranyagarbha, which is Hiranyagarbha, who alone is in the hymn of omniscience and omnipotency, are said to be Aparam Brahma. Okay, Aparam means Aparam Brahma. Why? Because it is subject to get resolved. That's why Aparam Brahma. What cannot be resolved is the Param Brahma. What can be resolved is Aparam Brahma. You say Aparam Brahma, when the subtle manifestation can be resolved as Mithya, can be again become Ma. Apara Brahma Vijnana Kriya Shakti Dvayatmaka Hiranyagarbhankuraha. When we talk about the omnipotency and omniscience, omniscience and omnipotency alone stands for even the capacity to desire also. So Ichha Shakti is also implied there. So, Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti. All three powers are manifestations of this power of knowing only. One unmanifested power of knowing alone becomes manifested as the capacity to know, capacity to do, capacity to desire. Jnana Shakti, the capacity to know, is manifestation of that power, unmanifested power. One power becomes manifested as Vijnana Shakti. One power alone is manifested as Kriya Shakti, the capacity to do. Also Ichha Shakti, the capacity to desire. When this capacity to know, capacity to desire, capacity to do, these three powers, when they remain unmanifest, when remain as Maya, these powers are undifferentiated as Kriya Shakti, undifferentiated as Vijnana Shakti, undifferentiated as Ichha Shakti. Therefore, now Hiranyagarbha is in the form of omniscience and omnipotency, the capacity to know and do. And this Hiranyagarbha is the trunk. Samsara is put from the seed of Maya, is in the on the trunk of called Hiranyagarbha, who is in the form of omniscience and omnipotency. Always said to be Aparam Brahma. No. Sarva Prani Linga Bheda Skandaha. The word Skandha literally means shoulder. But here, what the shoulder of the tree? Skandaha. But here, Skandaha means branch here. And this trunk has many branches. Samsara Vriksha, having Hiranyagarbha as the trunk, now has many branches. And what are the branches here? Linga Bheda Skandaha. The branches of the tree of samsara. Sarva Prani Linga Bhedaha Skandaha Yasya Vrikshasya Saha Vriksha Sarva Prani Linga Bheda Skandaha. Sarvesham Praninam. Linga. Linga means subtle. Linga means subtle. And a samsara vriksha is endowed with the countless number of branches of various subtle bodies of all living beings. Sarvesham praninam लिङ्गदेहभेदाः स्कन्दाः यस्य वृक्षस्य स वृक्षः सर्वप्राणिलिङ्गभेदस्कन्दः. See, there must be manifestation of knowledge. See, only all subtle powers, instruments of knowledge can be functional. Therefore, sarva prana linga bheda skandaha, samsara vriksha has the subtle bodies, different subtle bodies of various types of all living beings as its branches. Now, which forms the root of samsara? Understand? Param Brahma, absolute reality, endowed with the power of Maya, is the root here. And from that root alone, okay, root, and the Maya is this like the seed from which comes what? The first sprout, which has become the trunk called Hiranyagarbha, which is the manifestations of all knowledge and all power, omnipotence and omniscience. And from the trunk, we see so many branches. All the branches are nothing but subtle bodies of various types, different various subtle bodies of various types of all living bodies, living beings. Sarva prani linga bheda skandaha. Now you come up to subtle manifestation. Now, what forms the root, what forms the trunk, what forms the branches? Still, a tree is incomplete. Trishna jalavase kodbhuta darpaha. Samsara vriksha is described again. Trishna jalavase kodbhuta darpaha. Trishna means craving. Trishna literally means thirst. Please make a note, the word Trishna literally means thirst. But here, it means, we should take it as craving, passion, desires. And here, the craving for objects, craving for the enjoyment of pleasures, craving for the possession of objects of desires, what is Trishna here? Trishna becomes the jalam, water. Trishna jala avaseka udbhuta darpaha. The word darpaha literally means pride. But don't take it as darpaha here. Here, darpaha means stands for vastness. Samsara vriksha is of the vastness. Samsara tree is of the vastness. Vastness caused by the sprinkling of the water in the form of desires. The tree becomes vast tree, which means it grows and becomes a full-fledged tree. And having lots of leaves, etc., which means that vastness, samsara tree is of the vastness. Vastness contributed by the sprinkling of desires sprinkling of water in terms of desires. Desires alone contribute for the sustenance of the samsara vriksha. The more and more we have desires, the more the desires impel actions, the more we perform actions, the more we accumulate punya papam, the more we accumulate punya papam, the more we have to exhaust the punya papam, the more we'll be born again and again. Samsara vriksha becomes a vast vriksha. So the vastness, so here, Trishna Jala Avase Kodbhut Darpaha. Trishna becomes the Jalam, water. Avase Kaha means sprinkling. Avasinchati is the verb. Avase Kaha means sprinkling. Udbhuta Darpaha. The Darpaha, the vastness of the tree, has happened because of the sprinkling of water in terms of craving desires. Trishna jala utsekena udbhuta darpaha udbhutaha darpaha yasya vrikshasya saha vrikshaha. Samsara tree, ease of the vastness, which happened as a result of sprinkling of the water in terms of desires. Darpaha udbhutaha, vastness happened of the tree because of what? Because of the utsevak, utsekaha, sprinkling. Utsechanam, neuter noun. Utsechanam, masculine, utsekaha. Sechanam of what? Utsechanam, utsekaha of water in the form of desires. Trishna jala avasekaha utsekaha. Trishna jala avaseka udbhuta darpaha. Krishna jala avaseko udbhuta darpaha. Utsechanam, avasechanam means sprinkling. Avasekaha. The tree has become so vast a tree because it is well watered. And what is the water which contributes for the vastness of the tree? Desires. Trishna jala avasekodbhuta darpaha. Krishna jalavasekodbhuta darpaha. Next. Buddhindriya vishaya pravalankuraha. Buddhindriya vishaya pravalankuraha. Buddhi indriya vishaya pravala ankuraha. See, ankuraha means sprout, you know very well. Pravala means shoot. So pravalaha in shoots. So here, buddhi indriya vishaya. Buddhi vishayaha means objects of knowledge. Indriya vishaya means objects of perception. So vishayaha means objects. Buddhi vishayaha, indriya vishayaha, objects of perception and knowledge. Buddhi indriya vishayaha, objects of perception and knowledge alone form what? No, pravalaha, secondary shoots. So the tree has sprouting of secondary shoots in the form of objects of and perception. Buddhindriya vishaya pravalankuraha. You can understand all the sense objects which constitute the objective universe. All the sense objects. శబ్ద స్పర్శ రూపరస గంధాహ ఆల్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్సెప్షన్ అండ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అప్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ ఫార్మ్స్ పర్సెప్టెడ్ త్రూ ఫైవ్ డిఫరెంట్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఫార్మ్ ది ప్రవాలాహ. సంసార వృక్ష ఈజ్ ఎండోర్డ్ ద స్ప్రౌటింగ్ ఆఫ్ సెకండరీ షూట్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్సెప్షన్ అండ్ నాలెడ్జ్. శృతి స్మృతి న్యాయ విద్యా ఉపదేశ పలాశః. ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ హియర్ శృతి స్మృతి న్యాయ విద్యా ఉపదేశ పలాశః. ఓకే, సో పలాశః మీన్స్ లీవ్స్. ద షూట్స్ హ్యావ్ టు కమ్, దెన్ దే హ్యావ్ టు బికమ్ గ్రో ఫుల్ ఫ్లెష్డ్ ఇన్ యాస్ లీవ్స్. సో పలాశః శృతి స్మృతి న్యాయ విద్యా ఉపదేశాః పలాశాః యస్య వృక్షస్య స వృక్షః శృతి స్మృతి న్యాయ విద్యా ఉపదేశ పలాశః. ది సంసార వృక్ష ఇస్ ఎండౌడ్ విత్ ద లీవ్స్ లీవ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది అపరావిద్య. వాట్స్ అపరావిద్య? నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ అదర్ దాన్ ద ట్రూత్ రియాలిటీ ఈస్ అపరావిద్య. నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ ఈస్ పరావిద్య. పరావిద్య నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ అదర్ దాన్ ద ట్రూత్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మ విద్య. బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞానం ఈస్ పరావిద్య. Knowledge of anything and everything other than Brahman is aparavidya. So here, Shruti, you say Shruti, knowledge of the contents of karma, upasana, kandas of Veda Shastram. See, Vedanta Shastram serves as a means of knowledge of the truth. But if people don't come to Vedanta Shastram, they only stop with the karma, upasana, kandas. Then still they will continue to be ignorant of the truth. Therefore, Shruti, the word Shruti stands for the knowledge of the contents of karma upasana kandas. The word Smriti stands for knowledge of all the contents of texts which reproduce the original teaching of the Veda Shastram. You can say 36 Puranas, Itihasas, your other Smritis, Dharma Shastras, knowledge of even Dharma Shastras, the texts which discuss the Dharma, okay, Smriti. Nyaya Vidya, knowledge of logics, reason, logic. Upadesha means all instructions of disciplines, instructions of austerities. Upadesha, all these are very important to prepare the mind. Aparavidya, all these come under the category of aparavidya. Karma Upasana Kandas, even the textbooks of Jnana Kanda come under the category of the whole Veda Shastram also comes under the category of Shruti. When you say, even the words of the Upanishad also come under the category of Aparavidya only. The knowledge of the reality alone is said to be Paravidya. Paravidya alone can liberate a person. Aparavidya retains a person in samsara. So, the attention is given to knowledge of anything and everything other than Brahma. then the person whose attention is given to the knowledge of anything and everything other than Brahma remains in samsara only. Therefore, the tree is endowed with the samsara tree has apara vidya in terms of karma upasana kandas of in the form of all the Vedas, the smriti, smriti granthas, nyaya vidya, upadesha, all these form the leaves of samsara vriksha. It means that more the person is involved only in acquiring some aparavidya, he continues to remain in some aparavidya, retains a person samsara forever. One must use aparavidya to prepare one's mind. The prepared mind, one must aspire for paravidya. One must pursue paravidya, attain paravidya. Then one can free oneself from bondage of samsara. Therefore, the samsara vriksha also is said to be here. As the one endowed with the leaves of aparavidya in terms of knowledge of Vedas, knowledge of smriti granthas, knowledge of nyaya, knowledge of all disciplines, virtues and values. All this aparavidya is important. Knowledge of everything in the world is important only to prepare the mind. But it cannot remove the ignorance. It cannot liberate person from bondage. Therefore, the aparavidya consisting of different texts of different branches of knowledge is said to be forming the leaves of samsara vriksha. Shruti, Smriti, Nyaya, Vidya, Upadesha, Palashaha. Got it? Shruti, Smriti, Nyaya, Vidya, Upadesha, Upadeshaha, Palashaha, Yasya Vrikshasya. Saha Vrikshaha, Shruti, Smriti, Nyaya, Vidya, Upadesha, Palashaha. Okay. Because that is how, what it implies is, the knowledge of aparavidya also will contribute for more of desires, more of actions, and more of accumulation of punya bhavam. Thereby, they sustain the tree. The leaves alone produce food for the survival of the tree. Remember, leaves of the tree alone produce food through photosynthesis and contribute for the survival of the tree. Like this, what is it which contributes to the survival of the tree, samsara? It is the knowledge of anything and everything in the world. The more you come to know of things in life, nothing wrong, the more you can have desires. The more you have desires, the more you will do actions. The more you do actions, the more you accumulate punya papa. The more you accumulate punya papa, the more you remain in samsara. Is it clear? That doesn't mean all these disciplines are unwanted, improper. What it means is, the more we're interested in worldly knowledge, the more we know, the more we have desires. Because we cannot have desire for things which you do not know. Isn't it? You can have desire only for things which you know. How can you have desire for things, unknown things? You must know something is available here in the world. And something is of some purpose. It serves some purpose. It serves some use. Then you develop desire for it. That is why the advertising industry survives. They advertise, they convert you అజ్ఞాని బుద్ధి ఇంటూ జ్ఞాని బుద్ధి. యు కమ్ టు నో ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ డిసైడ్స్ దెన్ యూ గోంట్ బై దెన్ యూ దెర్ఫోర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ప్రీస్ అపోసెస్ డిసైడ్స్. సో నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ వరల్డ్లీ థింగ్స్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ టు ప్రిపేర్ వన్స్ మైండ్. అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ వరల్డ్లీ థింగ్స్ కెన్ ఆల్సో డిస్ట్రాక్ట్ యూ, ఇజ్ ఇట్? సో నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్లీ థింగ్స్ contributes for desires for worldly things, rising of desires, and desires result in actions, actions again produce results, and exhaust results you have to be born again. Is it clear? The word is said here. Seeing this word, you do not mistake it. Shruti, Smriti, Nyaya, Vidya, Upadeshaha, all these words stand for aparavidya. Worldly wisdom, worldly knowledge. So we must know the value of the worldly knowledge, value of aparavidya, value of all these great books, great texts, you know, the value of entire Shruti, value of Vedashastram. Of course, Shruti Veda is the means of knowledge. We have a great reverence for Vedashastram. Veda Bhagavan, Shruti Mata, we say. Shruti is very important because Shruti is the means of knowledge of the truth. Yes, Shruti is means of knowledge of the truth, and use the Shruti to have ultimately the knowledge of the truth. If you do not aspire for the truth, do not have desire to know the truth, you get stuck with the only karma upasana kandas, means, and you will be remaining in samsara only. Therefore, Shruti, Smriti, Nyaya, Vidya, Upadeshaha, Palashaha, Yasya Vrikshasya. Samsara tree is endowed with the leaves which sustain the tree in terms of aparavidya. Shruti, Smriti, Nyaya, etc. Nyaya Vidya. Okay. Yajnadana Tapadi Aneka Kriyasu Pushpaha. Yajnya Danani Tapamsi Tapas Adi Aneka Kriyaha పుష్పాణి యస్య వృక్షస్య సహ వృక్ష యజ్ఞదాన తపాద్యనేక క్రియాసు పుష్పః. ఆల్ దీస్ ఫార్మ్ ది ఫ్లవర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సంసార ట్రీ. సంసార ట్రీ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎండౌడ్ విత్ ది ఫ్లవర్స్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞ దాన తపః ఎక్సెట్రా వేరియస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ Supushpaha. Samsara tree is endowed with the beautiful flowers, which alone, the flowers, what do the flowers do? Flowers alone later on become the seeds, fruits, you know, and the fruits will have seeds. So yajna, performance of Vedic ritual, or you can say Vedic form of worship. Dana, danam, any charitable activity. Tapaha, practice of any penance, austerity, etc. Aneka kriyaha. So countless, you can say, many, many activities. Many, many sacred activities. Not only sacred activities, even sacred activities also are limited, have the limitations. Some people who think, oh, being religious is good enough. No, being religious is important to become disciplined. Very important. Without being religious, you can never become successful as a spiritual person. A spiritual person has to be religious also. I'm worshipful and prayerful, no doubt. But remaining only religious person, involving oneself only in performance of rituals, involving oneself in sacred activities alone, will not help a person attain jnanam. Without jnanam, one cannot free oneself from bondages, samsara. I involve myself in all sacred activities. Yes, the more and more you involve yourself in sacred activities, such as performing rituals or following Vedic form of, involving oneself in Vedic form of worship, involving oneself in charitable activities, being given to the practice of disciplines, austerity. All these are activities only, sacred activities. Even sacred activities also are expressions of ignorance only. So they only will produce punyam. So they'll keep you in samsara only. They're nice ones, beautiful ones. When they practiced, when they followed, they contribute for mental preparation. Therefore, they're very beautiful ones. At the same time, if you don't aspire for jnanam, if you spend all your time only in following these disciplines, if you involve yourself in sacred activities, you will continue to remain in samsara. Therefore, samsara vriksha is said to be endowed with the beautiful flowers in terms of the sacred activities such as Vedic form of worship, Paramahansa rituals, charitable activities, practice of penance, etc. Is it clear? We should not advantages importance of all this. At the same time, we should remember the limitations also. Therefore, it is said to be here. Yajna dana tapadi aneka kriyasu pushpaha samsara vrikshaha. Yajna dana tapadi aneka kriyaha. Supushpani yasya vrikshasya samsara vrikshasya saha vrikshaha yajna dana tapadi aneka kriyasu pushpaha vrikshaha. Is it clear? Okay. Tomorrow will be more, next class will be more prepared in a sense. I'll set up, I'll see that the net connection, everything is correct tomorrow, okay? Because I just came, I went to settle down in this place. Okay, next. And this tree, we know what forms the leaves of the tree and what forms the flowers of the tree, samsara tree. Sukha dukkha vedana aneka rasa pranyupajivyananta phalaha. Ananta palani yasa vrikshasya. So ananta palaha vrikshaha. Endlessly the tree continuously is bearing fruits. You know, the other trees have this reason, you know. The regular trees have their own season, period. Only during certain period, they bear fruits. Samsara vriksha bears fruits always. The anantani palani yasya vrikshasya sa vriksha anantapalaha vrikshaha. The tree is of the fruits of. There's no time limitation, no season. Throughout, it has fruits, samsara tree. Therefore, it's said to be anantapalaha, endlessly. Okay? Samsara tree is endowed with the ఫ్రూట్స్ ఆల్వేస్ ఎండ్లెస్లీ బికాడ్ అనంత ఫలాన్ని ఎండ్లెస్ రిజల్ట్స్ ద ట్రీ ఆఫ్ ఎండ్లెస్ రిజల్ట్స్ ఎండ్లెస్ ఎండ్లెస్ ఫ్రూట్స్ అనంతాని ఫలాని ఎస్ వృక్షస్య సహ అనంత ఫల వృక్ష. ఓకే హియర్ వాట్ ఆర్ ది ఫ్రూట్స్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఫార్మ్ విచ్ సింబలైజ్ ద ఫ్రూట్స్ ఆఫ్ సంసార ట్రీ. We can say the fruits means the fruits must have what now? Essence. So samsara vriksha is endowed with the endless fruits, endless results, fruits. Enjoyed by all the beings. In keeping your punya papa. Having the essence of sukha dukkha vedana aneka rasaha. The results of actions. Samsara tree is endowed with the fruits of results of actions which are enjoyed by all the living beings, having the essence of, the juice of, the experiences of joy, happiness, unhappiness, and pain, etc. Sukha, dukkha, vedana, aneka rasaha. ప్రాణి ఉపజీవ్యానంత ఫల. సో ది ప్యాట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆపోజిట్స్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్యాట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆపోజిట్స్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్లెజర్ గ్రీఫ్ పెయిన్ ఎక్సెట్రా ఫార్మ్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ the fruits of the samsara tree in terms of results of actions enjoyed by all the beings. Prani upajivya anantapalaha. So experience of pairs of opposites such as pleasure, grief, pain, etc. becomes the essence of fruits, the juice of fruits of samsara tree enjoyed by the living beings. Okay. Sukha dukkha vedana aneka rasa prani upajivyananta phalaha. ప్రాణి ఉపజీవ్య ప్రాణిభి ఉపజీవ్యా ఉపజీవ్యాని ప్రాణిభి ఉపజీవ్యాని అనంత ఫలాని ఎస్ వృక్షస్య సంసార వృక్ష ఇస్ దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎండౌడ్ విత్ ది ఎండ్లెస్ ఫ్రూట్స్ which ought to be enjoyed by all the beings, in keeping with their punya papa, in keeping their own punya papa, in the form of the experience of pairs of opposites, what Samsara Vriksha said to be, sukha dukkha vedana aneka rasa pranipajivyananta phalaha. Samsara Vriksha is endowed with the endless fruits, enjoyable by all the living beings, having the juice of experience of paths of opposites, such as pleasure, grief, pain, etc. ओके तत्तृष्णा सलिल अवसेक प्ररूढ जडीकृत दृढ़बद्धमूल वेरी नाइस। तत्तृष्णा सलिल अवसेक प्ररूढ जडीकृत दृढ़बद्ध मूल। नाउ संसार ट्री दृढ़ बद्ध मूलम दृढ़बद्ध मूलम यस्य वृक्षस्य दृढ़बद्ध मूल। संसार वृक्ष हैज द firmly set root, unshakably firmly set root. Dridha baddha moolam yasya vrikshasya. Saha vriksha dridha baddha moolaha. Firmly rooted root. The tree of firmly grounded root means it is not easy to fell the tree of samsara. You fell the tree, what happens? Leaving the root below, again from the roots the new can come up. It is not easy to undo the whole tree of samsara easily, because the roots of samsara tree are firmly set. It says here, what is that really which contribute for the samsara tree to be firmly rooted? It said, tatrishna. Tat Trishna means what now? Tesham Trishna. Tesham means what? We saw earlier the fruits, the results of actions. Results of actions in the form of experience of pairs of opposites form the endless fruits. A samsara tree. And the Trishna for though enjoyment of those results of actions, craving for the enjoyment of the results of actions. Tat Trishna enjoy craving for the enjoyment for the results of actions, craving for those experiences, tatrishna becomes salilam water. Salila avasekaha becomes the sprinkling of water again. And which really makes the root firm and healthy and strong. Prarudha jadikrita dridabaddha moolaha. The tap root should have many, 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 many tiny secondary roots so that it becomes stronger and well-rooted. And what is that here? This craving for the enjoyment of results of actions, craving for experiences, enjoyment of the pairs of opposites. Not actually we want only pleasures. Craving for the enjoyment of results of actions become the sprinkling of water at the root. Where is it? He said, Tatrishna salila avaseka ప్రరూఢ జడీకృత దృఢ బద్ధమూల. సంసార వృక్ష ఇస్ దాట్ హూజ్ రూట్స్ బికమ్ ఫర్మ్లీ ఫిక్స్డ్ టు ద రూట్ గ్రౌండ్. With all freshly grown secondary roots as a result of the sprinkling of the water in the form of craving for the enjoyment of results of actions. Tatrishna salila avaseka prarudha jadikrita dadabaddhamolaha. See, the tap root is there. The tap root, from tap roots side, the very secondary roots, side roots also come. Then they become, they also become thicker, they become thick. They become also intertwined. Jadikrita. Now, jada means what? Plat is called jada. Jata. Jata means plat. Jadikrita means they become intertwined. They become get cluttered. Jadikrita means cluttered. The roots become thick and cluttered, intertwined, so that the tree becomes firmly fixed to the ground. And what is that which contributes for having the firm, the thick, intertwined, cluttered roots, which connects the tree, which fixes the tree firmly to the ground? What is that? Samsara Vriksha. It is craving for the enjoyment of results of actions. Become the water, which makes its roots strong and firm. So he says, Tatrishna salila avaseka prarodha jadikrita didabaddha moolaha. Samsara Vriksha has very, very strong root firmly fixed to the ground with thick intertwined secondary roots because of the sprinkling of water in terms of craving for the enjoyment of results. Is it clear? Next. Satyanamadi Saptalokadi Brahma Bhutaha. Satyanamadi Saptaloka Brahmadi Bhutaha. పక్షికృత నీడ. నౌ దిస్ ట్రీ హ్యాస్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సత్యనామాది సప్తలోక బ్రహ్మాది భూత పక్షికృత నీడ. నీడం మీన్స్ నెస్ట్. So samsara tree also has many nests. Like any ordinary tree must have nests created by the birds. So there must be birds and which have created the nests. And for which there must be many branches also. Therefore it says, Satyanamadi Saptaloka Brahmadi Bhuta Pakshikrita Nidaha. So here, Satyanama Adi. సప్తలోక బ్రహ్మాదిభూత. సి దర్ ఆర్ సెవెన్ వర్ల్డ్స్ అబౌవ్ భూలోక. ఆఫ్టర్ భూలోక వి హావ్ సిక్స్ మోర్: భవర్లోక, సువర్లోక, మహర్లోక, జనలోక, తపోలోక, సత్యలోక. భూః భువః సువః మహః తపః జనః సత్యః. జనః తపః సత్యః. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? సెవెన్ వర్ల్డ్స్ అబౌవ్. ఆల్ ది సెవెన్ వర్ల్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో, ఆల్ 14 వర్ల్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఇన్ సంసార, బట్ 7 ఆర్ ఓన్లీ మెన్షన్డ్ హియర్. నో వై? 7 బిలో ఆర్ ద వర్ల్డ్స్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ సఫరింగ్, ఓన్లీ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాస్టింగ్ పాప. దట్స్ వై ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ మెన్షన్. నౌ సత్యనామాది సప్తలోక బ్రహ్మాది భూత మీన్స్ దిస్ సంసార ట్రీ ఈజ్ ఇన్క్లూజివ్ ఆఫ్ ఈవన్ ది 7 వర్ల్డ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ అబౌవ్, బిగినింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ భూలోక, ఫర్ విచ్ ది ఫస్ట్ ద హైయెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్ల్డ్స్ ఈజ్ సత్యలోక, అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ బి బ్రహ్మలోక. బ్రహ్మలోక ఈజ్ ఆల్సో నోన్ యాజ్ సత్యలోక, విచ్ ఈస్ ది హైయెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది 14 వర్ల్డ్స్, విచ్ ఈస్ ది హైయెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది 7 వర్ల్డ్స్ అబౌవ్. వాట్ ఈస్ ది హైయెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది 7 వర్ల్డ్స్ అబౌవ్? సత్యలోక, అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ బి బ్రహ్మలోక. So all these lokas, Brahma loka also is within the realm of samsara tree only. Brahma loka also is samsara, means what? Even there's no moksha, there's no liberation. Even a person goes to highest of the lokas called Brahma loka, still he requires jnanam, knowledge of the truth, being one's own self, to be free from bondage of samsara. Understand? Maybe the most evolved, highly evolved, abundance of punya person has. So what? Still, there's no freedom. Still, there's a possibility of being born again. Therefore, what he says, satyanamadi సప్తలోక బ్రహ్మాదిభూత. సంసార ట్రీ హ్యాస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది వర్ల్డ్స్ 7 వర్ల్డ్స్ అబౌవ్ విత్ సత్యలోక ఇస్ నోన్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మలోక యాజ్ ది హైయెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది లోకస్. లోకస్ యాజ్ ఇట్స్ పార్ట్, all these worlds also form part of samsara tree only. And in these, so here in this tree of samsara tree, having even all inclusive of 7 worlds above, have the nests created by the birds of inhabitants of those worlds. In Bhuloka, we have beings who have both Punyam and Papam. In higher lokas, we have beings who have only Punyam. In keep the degrees of Punyam, the inhabitants, the abode also differs. The Pakshinaha, the birds, stand for inhabitants. So samsara vriksha has the nests built by the birds of inhabitants of 7 worlds above. 7 higher worlds. Samsara vriksha is inclusive of 7 worlds. As its part, has the nests built by the birds of inhabitants of those worlds. Is it clear? Satya namadi saptaloka brahmadi bhutav pakshikrita nidaha. So in this one compound, we understand seven worlds above. The seven worlds, higher seven, the worlds, which are above, said to be above, having Brahma Loka, Arahana Satya Loka is the highest of the worlds, also form part of this Samsara Vriksha, where inhabitants of different lok of these different lokas are there, as which are for compared to the birds here, and the Samsara Vriksha is endowed with the nests built by the birds of inhabitants of seven lokas, which form part of Samsara Vriksha. Then here, Prani Sukha Dukkha Udbhuta Harsha Shoka Jata Nritya Gita Vaditra Kshvelita Aspotita Hasita Akrushta Rudita Dakrata Tumuli Bhuta Maharavaha. We can't break it. Okay, so long, beautiful, isn't it? You can see. Early when I allow this long, long compounds. Anyway. Prani Sukha Dukkha Udbhuta Harsha Shoka Jata Nritya Gita Vaditra Kshvelita Spotita Hasita Akrushta Rudita Ha Ha Muncha Muncha Ityadi Aneka Shabda Krita Tumuli Bhuta Maharavaha. Okay. See, Ravaha, Ravaha means noise. In Tamil, we say Aravam. Is it? Oli. In pure Tamil, they say Aravam means Oli. So, Ravaha means noise. This tree also has the noise. Samsara tree has noise. Kidrusha Ravaha, Maharavaha. Tremendous noise. Samsara tree is endowed with a tremendous noise. Tremendous means how tremendous it is. Maharavaha ityukte kidrusha Maharavaha. Tumuli Bhuta Maharavaha. Tumuli Bhuta Maharavaha. Tumuli Bhuta means tumultuous, really. Samsara Vriksha is endowed with the tumultuous, tremendous noise. Remember in Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, when the battle started, when all the drums, etc., all the conches were blown, drums, etc., were beaten, then how was the battlefield? There was a tremendous noise. Saha Shabdaha Tumulaha Abhavat. Remember the word you heard? Tumulaha Abhavat, you heard Bhagavad Gita. Saha Shabdaha Tumulaha Abhavat, you heard. So here, Tumuli Bhuta Maharavaha. Samsara Vriksha is endowed with a tremendously tumultuous noise. Tremendously tumultuous noise. Tremendous tumultuous noise. The noise must be caused by what? Caused by Krita. Caused by expressions. Shabda. Tumultuous, tremendous noise caused by the expressions. Not one expression. Aneka Shabdaihi Krita Tumuli Krita Maharavaha. Yasya Vrikshasya Yasmin Vrikshe Sah Vriksha Aneka Shabda Krita Tumuli Bhuta Maharavaha. The tree which has highly tumultuous, tremendous noise caused by various, many, many expressions. Aneka Shabda Krita Tumuli Bhuta Maharavaha. ఓకే, వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్? సంసార వృక్ష హ్యాస్ ట్రిమెండస్ నాయిస్, టుమల్టస్ నాయిస్ కాస్ట్ బై ది వేరియస్ మెనీ మెనీ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ సచ్ యాస్ ముంచ ముంచ లీవ్, ముంచ రిలీజ్, ముంచ ముంచ ఇతి ఇత్యాది. వన్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఇస్ వాట్ ముంచ ముంచ లీవ్ 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 అలోన్ లీవ్ మీ ముంచ మీన్స్ జస్ట్ లీవ్ ముంచ ఇస్ ద ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ సారీ ముంచ ఇస్ ఇంపరేటివ్ వర్బ్ సెకండ్ పర్సన్ ఇంపరేటివ్ వర్బ్ ముంచ లీవ్ ముంచ ముంచ ఇత్యాది మీన్స్ వాట్ సో మెనీ అదర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ ముంచ ముంచ ఇత్యాది అనేక శబ్దకృత తుములీభూత మహారవః దెన్ హా హా ఇన్ అనదర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ముంచ ముంచ ఇస్ వన్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ హా హా ఆర్ హా హా అనదర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ దెన్ దీస్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ దెన్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ వీపింగ్ క్రయింగ్ రుదితం రుదిత రుదు ధాతు రోదితి క్రైస్ రుదిత క్రైడ్ యు టేక్ ఇట్ యాస్ నౌన్ హియర్ రుదితం క్రయింగ్ ది ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ క్రయింగ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ సచ్ యాస్ ముంచ ముంచ హా హా దెన్ రుదితం ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఇన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ క్రయింగ్ వీపింగ్ దెన్ ఆకృష్ట ఐఎమ్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బ్యాక్ డూ సీ దాట్ నౌ ఆర్ యు ఫాలోయింగ్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బ్యాక్ ఆకృష్ట ఆక్రోష నౌన్ ఆకృష్ట అడ్జెక్టివ్ హియర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ రివీలింగ్ వన్స్ యాంగర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ రివీలింగ్ వన్స్ యాంగర్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఆకృష్ట ఆకృష్ట శబ్ద రుదిత శబ్ద హాహా శబ్ద ముంచ ముంచ ఇది అనేక శబ్ద ఓకే ఆకృష్ట ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ యాంగర్ ద సౌండ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెసింగ్ వన్స్ యాంగర్ రుదితం క్రయింగ్ వీపింగ్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ పెయిన్ దెన్ హసిత హసితం మీన్స్ సో అగైన్ హసతి వర్బ్ హాసహ నౌన్ లాఫ్టర్ స్మైల్ హసిత పార్టిసిపెంట్స్ టేకన్ యాస్ నౌన్ హియర్ హసితం లాఫ్టర్ సో ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ ప్లెషర్ హసితం లాఫ్టర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ జాయ్ దెన్ ఆస్ఫోటితం ఆస్ఫోటితం ఇట్ మీన్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ క్రాక్లింగ్ సౌండ్ అండ్ యూ కెన్ సే ఈవెన్ క్లాపింగ్ క్రాక్లింగ్ సౌండ్స్ క్లాపింగ్ ఎక్సెట్రా సో ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ ఇమోషన్ క్లాపింగ్ క్రాక్లింగ్ సౌండ్ ఆస్ఫోటితం దెన్ క్ష్వేలిత See, different sound, different types of expressions, sounds expressing different emotional conditions. See, sometimes now, youngsters, how they scream sometimes, whistling. Whistling, when they're very happy, whistle and keep noise. So, kshvelitam, kshvelitam, khasitam, these three are expressions of the joyous mood, happy situations, expressions of joy. Kshvelitam, kshvelitam means actually screaming, in high tone, as expression of one's joy. Asportitam, clapping or crackling an expression of one's appreciation. And hasita, again expression of one's joy. Akrishtam, expression of one's anger. With the expression of one's pain, ruditam. Ha ha, muncha muncha. These are all the words used, sounds used. Release, leave, leave alone, etc. There are different types of sounds, expressions of different emotional conditions. Then, you see, then now we come back from the beginning. Kshelita, then vaditram. Vaditram, nritya gita, vaditra. Nritya gita, vaditram. So vaditram means vadyam. Vaditram means vadyam. Any musical instrument is vaditram or vadyam. So for a person to be involved in music and any singing, dancing or playing musical instruments, etc., also expressions of one's joy only. Having the joy of aesthetic sense also. So here, nritya, gita, vaditra, involvement in singing, dancing, singing, playing musical instruments. All this also caused was noise. Therefore, this samsara vriksha means there's experience of pairs of opposites. So the samsara vriksha is endowed with the tremendous, tumultuous noise caused by multifarious expressions such as leave me, leave, muncha muncha, ha ha, and expressions revealing pain in the form of crying, expression revealing one's anger, akrishta, expression revealing one's joy in the form of screaming in high tone, clapping of one's hands, laughter, and also expressions in terms of involvement in dancing, singing, playing instruments, etc. All these are what we say. All these are the expressions of what? Samsara vriksha is endowed with the tumultuous, tremendous noise caused by various expressions such as these. The expressions born out of their experience of what? Harsha shoka jata. Experience of pairs of opposites. Born out of the experience of pairs of opposites. Pleasure and pain. Harsha means pleasure. Joy. Shoka means grief. Pain. Expressions of joy and pain. Caused by the pairs of opposites. Such as pleasure, pain, etc. Of living beings. Prani, sukha, dukkha, udbhuta. Harsha, shoka, jata. See, pleasure and pain caused by experience of joy and pain caused by experience of undesirable, desirable, pleasant, unpleasant situations of human beings. പ്രാണി സുഖ ദുഃഖ ഉദ്ഭൂത ഹർഷശോക സുഖ ദുഃഖ ഹർഷശോക മീൻ ദ സെയിം. സൗ ഷുഡ് യു ടേക്ക് ഇറ്റ് നൗ? ദിസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് എക്സ്പ്രഷൻസ് കോസ് നോയ്സ്. ദിസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് എക്സ്പ്രഷൻസ് ആർ ബോൺ ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ഓഫ് പാറ്റ്സ് ഓഫ് ഓപ്പോസിറ്റ്സ്, ദറ്റ് ഇസ് പ്ലഷർ, പെയിൻ, എക്സെട്ര, കോസ്ഡ് ബൈ ദി അൺപ്ലസന്റ്, പ്ലസന്റ്, ഡിസറബിൾ, അൺഡിസറബിൾ സിറ്റുവേഷൻസ് ഓഫ് ലിവിംഗ് ബീയിങ്സ്, ഹ്യൂമൻ ബീയിങ്സ്. പ്രാണി സുഖ ദുഃഖ ഉദ്ഭൂത, എവറി ഹ്യൂമൻ ബീയിങ് ഗോസ് ത്രൂ ഡിഫറെന്റ് സിറ്റുവേഷൻസ്. സിറ്റുവേഷൻ ഡിസറബിൾ സിറ്റുവേഷൻ, പ്ലഷറബിൾ സിറ്റുവേഷൻസ്, അൺഡിസറബിൾ പെയിൻഫുൾ സിറ്റുവേഷൻസ്. And those situations, they have experience of pleasure and pain. When they experience pleasure and pain, and they express their mental condition in the form of the involvement in dancing, singing, playing instruments, shouting aloud, expressing one's joys, clapping of the hands, crackling, laughter, shouting in anger, crying, weeping, saying ha ha, muncha muncha, etc. So the samsara vriksha is said, beautifully said, prani sukha dukha udbhuta harsha shoka jata nritya geeta vaditra kshelita aspotita hasita akrishta rudita ha ha muncha muncha ityadi aneka shabdakrita tumulibhuta maharavaha. സംസാരവൃക്ഷ കീദൃശ. ഇഫ് യു ആസ്ക്, യു മസ്റ്റ് റൈറ്റ് ദിസ് ഹോൾ പാരഗ്രാഫ്, നോട്ട് ഓൺലി ദിസ്, സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ഫ്രം ദി ബിഗിനിങ്. ശങ്കര ഭഗവത്പാദാസ് ഭാഷ്യം അലോൺ മേക്സ് ദി വേഴ്സ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡബിൾ. അത് വി വോണ്ട് ഗെറ്റ് ദറ്റ്. ദ വേഴ്സ് ഡസൻ കൺവേ, മന്ത്ര ഡസ് നോട്ട് കൺവേ മച്ച് ഫോർ അസ്. വാട്ട് ഈസ് കൺവേഡ് in the mantra is brought to light very clearly by this bhashyam. So samsara vriksha has the habitations in terms of nests built by inhabitant beings, the birds, and in all the seven worlds, and the samsara vriksha thereby has the tremendous noise, tumultuous noise caused by multifarious expressions, which are all expressions of the mental conditions, caused by the experience of pairs of opposites such as pleasure, pain, etc. in the different situations, desirable and pleasant, undesirable unpleasant situations, gone through by living beings. Okay, now prani sukha dukha udbhuta harsha shoka jata nrit ഗീത വാദിത്ര ക്ഷേലിത ആസ്ഫോട്ടിത ഹസിത ആകൃഷ്ട രുദിത ഹാ ഹാ മുഞ്ച മുഞ്ച ഇത്യാദി അനേക ശബ്ദകൃത തുമലീഭൂത മഹാരവ സംസാര വൃക്ഷ. ഐം ഗോയിങ് ടു സ്റ്റോപ്പ് നൗ. സോ എനി ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻസ്?
സ്വാമിനി, ദാറ്റ് ഏർലിയർ വൺ സേസ് ദാറ്റ് വിജ്ഞാന ക്രിയാ സാക്ഷി ദ്വാദ
ശക്തിദ്വയാത്മക. സി വിജ്ഞാന ക്രിയാ ശക്തിദ്വയാത്മക.
യു സേ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓംനിഷ്യന്റ് ആൻഡ് ഓംനിപ്രസന്റ് ആൽസോ യു സേ.
നോ, യെസ്, നോ, വാട്ട് ഐ എം സേയിങ്, ദ വേർഡ് വിജ്ഞാനം സ്റ്റാൻഡ്സ് ഫോർ ഓംനിഷ്യൻസ്, ദ വേർഡ് ക്രിയാ സ്റ്റാൻഡ്സ് ഫോർ ഓംനിപൊട്ടൻസി. സോ വിജ്ഞാന ശക്തി ക്രിയാശക്തി, ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಕ್ರಿಯಾಶಕ್ತಿ ಟು ಶಕ್ತಿಸ್. ಸೊ ಶಕ್ತಿ ದ್ವಯಾತ್ಮಕ, ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಕ್ರಿಯಾಶಕ್ತಿ ದ್ವಯಾತ್ಮಕ ಹಿರಣ್ಯ ಗರ್ಭ, ಹಿರಣ್ಯ ಗರ್ಭ ಅಂಕುರ. ದಿ ಸಂಸಾರ ಟ್ರೀ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟ್ರಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರೌಟ್ ಟು ಸಂಸಾರ ಟ್ರೀ. ದಿ ಸಂಸಾರ ಟ್ರೀ ವಿಚ್ ಹಸ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರೌಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಸೀಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದಿ ಟ್ರಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯ ಗರ್ಭ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಮ್ನಿಪೊಟೆನ್ಸಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಮ್ನಿಷಿಯನ್ಸ್. ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಮ್ನಿಷಿಯನ್ಸ್, ಕ್ರಿಯಾಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಆಮ್ನಿಪೊಟೆನ್ಸಿ. ವೆನ್ ಎಸ್ ಆಮ್ನಿಪೊಟೆನ್ಸಿ ಆಮ್ನಿಷಿಯನ್ಸ್, ಐ ಮೀನ್ ದಿ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ನೋ, ದಿ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ಡೂ. ಆಮ್ನಿಷಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ನೋ. ಆಮ್ನಿಪೊಟೆನ್ಸಿ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ಡೂ. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯ ಗರ್ಭ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಮ್ನಿಪೊಟೆನ್ಸಿ ನಾಮಿನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಬಿ ಅಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. ಸಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ನಾಯ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿಯರ್. ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಟೆಲ್ ಯು ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಕಾರ್ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಕಾರಣಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಕಾರ್ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾರ್ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾರಣಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ? ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್. ದಿ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಎಂಡೋಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಮಾಯಾಶಕ್ತಿ, ಪವರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಮಾಯಾ. ಅಂಡ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಅನ್ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಪವರ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ದಿ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ಸಟಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ರಿಮೈನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಶಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ. ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಪವರ್ ರಿಮೈನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಶಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ, ವಿ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಎಂಡೌಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಪವರ್ ಅನ್ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಪವರ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಕಾರಣಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. Universe in causal condition is said to be Karanam Brahma. Is it clear? There's never, we did, there's always Brahma. Param Brahma alone is there as Sagunam Brahma, as the one endowed with the power of three constituents, Sagunam Brahma. And the Sagunam Brahman alone is said to be what initially? Karanam Brahma, as the cause of creation. And the same, when the power of unmanifested power becomes manifested as an effect in terms of subtle universe, same Brahman is looked upon as what? Karyam Brahma number one. And through subtle manifestation, the gross also becomes manifest. Gross universe becomes manifested. We say there is Karyam Brahma number two. This is Virat Ishvara. So gross manifestation, the gross universe is looked upon as Ishvara. You say Karyam Brahma number two. Subtle universe, subtle manifestation, Ishvara looked upon as the one, the most subtle manifestation is what? Karyam Brahma number one. Subtle manifestation, gross manifestation later. Karyam Brahma. So Virad Ishvara is equal to Karyam Brahma. Hiranyagarbheshvara Karyam Brahma. Antaryameshvara Karanam Brahma. Why Antaryameshvara Karanam Brahma? Subtle universe and gross universe remain unmanifested as one maya. Maya upahita chaitanyam brahma ishvaraha. So sagunam brahma is equal to ishvaraha. Karma Brahma is also Ishwaraha. Karyam Brahma is Ishwaraha. Virat Ishwaraha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, Antaryamishwaraha. All three are what? No, Sagunam Brahma only. It's called Aparam Brahma. What is Param Brahma? Without including, without thinking of, without distinguishing the power. Just look at the reality. Absolute reality is Param Brahma. You look just only consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness is Param Brahma, absolute reality. And this reality, which is of the nature of consciousness alone, or the nature of pure knowledge, is endowed with the power of knowing. You see, look at this power. Then you say, Ishvara Sagunam Brahma. Is it clear? Okay. They remember all these different words. Param Brahma, Aparam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, Karanam Brahma, Karyam Brahma. So many words I have used. Is it clear? If any confusion, please ask me. Universe in causal condition is said to be Karanam Brahma. Subtle manifestation is Karyam Brahma number one. Gross manifestation, Karyam Brahma number two. Then looked upon as Ishvara, you get three different names. Antaryamishvara, Hiranyagarbheshvara, Viradeshvara. Okay. Om. We wait to complete this bhashyam, not yet over. So we'll continue over. No worries. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.